Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest at the Hospitality Design Show in Las Vegas is Lindsay Ann Waltrip, who's Vice President of Marketing with Crossville. Lindsay, how you doing?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm good. Good to see you. We just spoke and had an interview at Coverings, I guess, about a month ago. So this, again, probably is your first HD Expo show, right?
It is. I think I'm experiencing all my firsts with you. This is exciting.
Yeah. You know, I think from a product standpoint, you're showing things just a little bit differently, but it's still primarily your Shades product that you're featuring here. Is that right?
That's true. We are showing Shades, which we showed at Coverings. We're showing it in several different formats that we did not have available then. We're also focusing on the Mosaic program that goes with Shades, knowing that when you're working in the hospitality segment, you need a wider variety of sizes and shapes to be able to execute your vision.
You're showing as an accent your glass products on this tabletop. Since we're doing audio, people can't see it. I could see this kind of look being used very much so in hospitality market, right?
Yes, we are showing a lot of bright colors here. I continue to talk about how the brights are coming back, and that makes me so happy. I can see it all the way around the show, and I'm glad that we're right on point with a lot of reds and oranges and bolds mixing in with our neutral palette that Shades offers.
And some people say that that enthusiasm is around the fact that some people think the market's recovering, and so that's why people are a little bit bolder, right?
Yes, whenever the economy's starting to do well and pick up, you typically see very bright colors, and this is a very optimistic year as we move forward with elections, no matter what side you're on. And I think that the economy is doing better. A lot of states are seeing decreases in unemployment, so let's continue on with the brights.
So I wanted to talk to you specifically, and I came and sought you out so we could talk about this new news that we ran on Floor Daily this week about your new exclusive partnership with Laminum. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, that is our excitement this week. We have partnered with Laminum in Italy to bring in their large format porcelain panel product for the United States in an exclusive deal. This product is 1 meter by 3 meters, 3 millimeter thick, amazing versatility, very easy to handle, and a beautiful complement to our existing Crossville floor tile.
Now, we've covered this topic a lot in Floor Focus and on Floor Daily because this is the new emerging trend. It's a lighter weight product, very thin. Lamina is a brand name owned by System. The neat thing about your arrangement is this is exclusive. You are the only people in the United States who are going to have this product. And I believe they were early pioneers in developing this product, and they may possibly even hold some patents around this, what they call the extruded system. And the product you're going to get is a 3-plus system with fiberglass backing. Is that right?
Yes, the 3-plus system is 3 millimeters thick and then has the fiberglass backing on it. It's amazing. You can hit this stuff with a hammer and it does not break. So for very high traffic areas, places that really need to endure, that may see a lot of abuse, like airports and subways and schools, this product is really going to hold up to it.
So as we've covered this product category, we've talked about the fact that, yes, it can be used on floors, it can be used on walls, it can also be used as ceilings, it can be used as exterior cladding, it can be used as surfaces on doors and cabinets. So I guess I'm sure, like Crossville always does, you're going to crawl before you run. What is your strategy moving forward as you start to build out your listing with this partnership?
Our focus to begin with is on the walls itself. One of the things that was really interesting in this process was looking at all the products that Laminum makes and choosing the products that are particularly suited for the American market. And there were a lot of synergies there with the products that we make for the floor. So going into this field, we really want to market as a system for floor and wall application, and that's our strategy starting out of the gate. We'll see how it goes.
Will you try to make sure that the looks and textures on these products match the looks that you have with your floor products?
You know, designers don't want geranimals, and they want to be able to have a lot of different options to execute their look. So matching is not a word that I would use. I strive to say coordinating. For example, when we were looking and choosing all of the different Laminum products to bring in, knowing that we were launching shades next week officially, there were so many gorgeous warm and cool grays and whites that all work very well in the program, and so many different graphic techniques and sheens that also complement that. And that's our goal, is to be able to put together complementary palettes for floor and wall that can be used in different, interesting, creative ways.
All right, so you've been to Surfaces, I know, before. You've been to Coverings. You've been now to HD Expo. I know you've been to Neocon before. What's different, do you think, about this show?
I think this show is very glamorous, and I think that it gives such a wonderful overall view of the industry. When you go to Neocon, because there's all these different floors and there's the permanent spaces and the not permanent spaces, everything is very segmented off. And yet when you walk through a big open space like the Sands or next year Mandalay Bay, you get to see all sorts of different products very, very, very quickly. And it's inspirational, and you can, in your mind, start to pull together projects as a designer without having to go back and remember, what did I see four floors down or, you know, 2 weeks ago? And so I love this composite view and the fact that they don't have different products segmented off in different areas and pavilions.
And I think a lot of the products you find residentially down the road, the outlandish things usually get started in the hospitality market. Like, you know, you've seen mirrors with televisions built into them. I think they started in this market. You know, you've seen some of the really elaborate bathroom looks. I think they usually get started in this market. So it's kind of a cutting edge, kind of a sample, test the water, introduce some new and sometimes outlandish looks to the market, don't you think?
I do. I'm actually looking right now at some amazing outdoor furniture that I haven't ever seen anywhere on the residential market, but thinking, wow, I would love to have that in my next home. So I've got to make sure that I get some cards for some things out here as I continue to move up the mountain to Crossville.
Okay. Lindsay, it's good to talk to you again. We've been talking to Lindsay Ann Waltrip, who's VP of Marketing at Crossville, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.